Now this is the beginning of Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of Cookie's tape. When he brought that load of fertilizer right on the heels of that huge 3.5-inch rain, Tuesday night, the 10th of June, 69. Now this is Channel 2 Right, this is the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the talk with Cookie. Here in the big kitchen, he brought that fertilizer and paid for it. The Tuesday night, the 10th of June, 69.
Well, I can remember many times myself, you see, where they'd sit down there and eat, you know. Maybe he might sit down on the front porch to have a few minutes and swing. And he'd just get his hat, slip on his hat, and walk down the street and go back down to town and sat around the drugstore and talked to Mutt and Oscar, somebody like that. Stay, I don't know how long you stay. Wouldn't stay too long, you know.
Well,
you're going to clear out after you eat a little bit.
Well, lots of times I'll be so shook up and so nervous. I'll come in and have a good meal cooked. I just can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I just can't eat. That's the truth. And she'll tell you the same thing. I'll just be so unnerved that I dare something to eat because it'll make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then I'll go on out and get relaxed and maybe go out and weld a while.
Mm-hmm.
Or go out and get and crank up my car and go someplace. Never mm-hmm. tell them where I'm going, just get out and go. I very seldom do that anymore, though, because I did that one time when I had a wreck.
Oh.
I very seldom.
Not tell them where you're going.
That's right. Go off without telling them without a reasonable vicinity of where I will be.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, I got 3 ribs broke. My arm all bunged up. Totaled my truck. And it ain't settled yet. The insurance company still won't come across. They have offered me $800.
Oh?
That's all. And I had more than that in my 57 Ford truck.
Oh, how long has that been?
It's been 4 years ago.
Really?
Hmm. 4 years ago. 4 years ago, the 15th of this last May.
Oh, really?
Happened on my birthday.
Yeah.
In a truck.
Mm-hmm.
On your birthday.
On my birthday.
Listen.
Out there it comes with the dashing rain, because it washed it all off.
Cookie, that's the chance you've got to stand in the rainy season.
This guy down here at the road, I see all of his hay in the bales out in the field.
Isn't that
poor
awful?
Man.
Isn't that awful?
The guy Duggars is the same way.
Is that right?
He's already got some out?
Because he's on bail today.
Oh.
And one of Frank to have him pick up tomorrow. Well, in other words, you want Frank to pick it up tomorrow. Wanted Frank to take his big truck,
mm-hmm.
big 2-ton truck now, and his hay loader, and go out in the field and load that hay. Yeah.
One man?
Yeah. He said it'd take you all day, but he said, I don't want it done. He said, I can't get nobody I can depend on. And he asked me if it's all right for Frank to drive the truck in his hay field.
There's something there. You're a man down there in public life and can't get anybody to help him. Huh?
My dad is the same way. And up there in them hills, if you don't give time, if you don't work it in, have time to work it in, well, it comes to rain. Well, it's all going to go right down the valley, every bit of it.
Yeah.
And he's lost many a ton of lime and fertilizer. He sure has.
and just see it sailing all down the creek.
Yeah. Knowing it was going to rain, but you told me to put it out. I'd work them horses. I'd work the heart out of them. Get that fertilized and the lime out. We had to put it out with trucks. It was too rough for a tractor or anything. We didn't even have tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And we scattered our lime with shovels. Hanging.
Oh.
Yeah. Sure did. Yes, my fellow. It was so rough on them mountains you couldn't fly.
Well, you put it on cultivated ground, though.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I see here, I tried that one year, Cookie. And a darn truck, he about burnt out the engine.
Sure will.
He just about burnt it out. He put it out there in plowed ground. Well, all they can do is just put it out there on the pasture, and hard ground. They just can't get out there.
Mm.
So you see, you've either got to cultivate it afterwards or something like that. So. No, he tried his best. He's willing. He never complained. But as up there on the North 40 at last year.
Boy, I tell you, I ain't from down here yesterday evening. But when I got done fighting with all them people over yesterday, I want you to know I went home and I was sick. Now, I was sick. That's one evening. Yesterday evening, one evening, I was sick. Now, there ain't no doubt about it.
And not the work a man does, is it?
No, sir. I don't do no manual work. None at all.
Well, it's not the brain work a man does.
But it's just the aggravation that the other fellow puts on your back.
It's just the aggravation of it.
Oh, me.
Well, now let me tell you, Cody. I don't want to go out there.
No, if everything is going according to law and like that, well, I'll jump right in and help anybody.
Sure.
I love it.
Love
it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But whenever a thing starts dwindling away and I'm ready to go home right then. He made Beckham load the load yesterday for 3 cents. And for 3 cents.
Mm. Oh, man. They make money fast now.
They've taken over 200,000 pounds out of that patch, two cuttings.
200,000. Mm. That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Just two cuttings.
Gosh, you know, there's going to be a lot more of that. There'll be a lot more come out of that.
Oh, they're not complaining.
And his other fields hadn't even come in yet.
Mm. Well, I know a fellow over at Melrose. His melons are just setting on now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Is that right?
He planned them that late.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, just for one particular reason, so they could have melons all summer long.
Yeah.
And he'll, I imagine old Red will just bring your head milk.
Mm-hmm.
He rotated his planting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
He's figuring on selling watermelons and tomatoes that live long summer.
That's what he's doing.
To his neighbors, yeah. If the price goes down.
Is that over there with you?
It's just about 4 miles from me.
Brooker has got some pretty good vegetable people. I never read around Brooker.
Yeah, I know C.J. Stoniker from up there. Now, he's year before last. He made some money on cucumbers.
Yeah.
You need some more coffee in that?
No,
give him more coffee.
Well,
no, it's all right. I've almost got a full cup.
You need some hot water or
strong
enough?
It's just right. But I'll tell you something else that puts some money in, too, if you get started early enough. That's sweet corn.
That's what they start in down south of it.
Sweet corn.
I've seen great fields of that stuff. And it's good, too, isn't it?
Sure is. You get that little early golden bantam.
Oh, boy.
Sweet corn. Now that is delicious.
Nicola, yeah.
I don't do anything down there. Time I got that trailer jacked up and level, I got too hot.
You look tired Sunday afternoon.
I got too hot.
I was afraid.
It was a hot day.
Yeah.
Well, it looked awfully cozy down there as I passed this morning going to the store. Sticking back there, and it looks so like you belong there.
That color just right in there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I thought. You know, believe it or not, but Helen liked it.
Oh, really? I'm glad. She was a little dubious about it, wasn't she?
Yeah.
What was holding her up on it? Is too much money?
No, I mean, she liked the color.
Oh.
No, the money proposition wasn't it. That's her problem.
She and Miss Todd, and one or two of the children were sitting there, flowers on the table, as if they'd set up housekeeping.
That old poor Miss Todd, she just a lovely person. Ain't no getting around her.
Oh, well, if we hadn't done so much already, we'd go over and put out some fertilizer.
I cook cookies some supper here.
Oh, you don't want to cook me nothing. Yeah. No. How's Frank
doing
with the watermelon?
Oh, he's doing good. He's doing good.
Now that's the end. That's the end of this marvelous little tape from Tuesday the 10th of May 69 when Cookie came out right at the tail end of that big drenching 3.5 rain with his first load of fertilizer, and he paid for it himself. And we sat here in the kitchen and talked. And this is Channel 2 Right, 140. Channel 2 Right, 140. The end of that little session here at the table, Tuesday night, 10th of June, 69, when Cookie brought that load of fertilizer out just on the heels of that 3.5-inch rain. Oh, now this is another real session. Boy, it has taken a long time to have this session, I must say that. This is Friday, the 13th of June, 69. Late, about dark. Friday, the 13th of June, 69, and Cookie stayed until 10 o'clock. And he finally got out here, and we fixed that mower blade, and he got that old workhouse horse of a Chevy to run in. He put a brand new coil in it. And a brand new carburetor. He had them both in packages right there that he'd picked up. And this is Channel 2 Right, around 150. This is that session after we fixed up some more and also that Chevy. Friday night, 13th of June, 69.
That's a set of mint.
Let's put the sugar and the cream in.
That has something with you.
They can't read that.
I want you to read that.
What's that?
JJ left that for me.
Cookie.
He did.
Where'd he go?
He went downtown.
And type that out for you?
Type that out for me. Left on a windshield of the automobile. Downtown.
Well, now, what do you make of that? Let Cookie make something out of it.
That's unbelievable.
Now, what do you make of that?
Well, he's trying to explain to me.
Yeah.
That the car went to Clearwater and back on a tank of gas, and It needs the carburetor needs an adjustment. That's what it said. Needs screwdriver. See.
Oh, that's the shorthand for needs adjustment.
And soft ride means that the shocks are all okay. Check slowness and starting sometimes. Well, that's because the
can't hear for that damn thing.
Carburetor percolating. See, they drive it real hard, they get hot, and the float set too high in the carburetor will cause it to boil over and more or less flood out. So that's rear door locks. Okay, that's been some problem for some time. Well, that means that they've not been working for some time.
Yeah.
No explanation as to what's been happening. It's not been working.
The door
locks inside lock where you push the button down. You know, and that happens to be electric locks. Well, to find out to start, you start at the junction box underneath the hood. You start checking from there back to your doors down into the floor mats. You pull all the floor mats loose. You pull the front seat out completely. And all that junk, you know. And he wanted it by 5 o'clock this evening. And he left this at 1 o'clock. It says, only accident hit in rear. Place we fixed. All right, that means that the only accident the car had ever been in was just a little dent on the bumper and the fender where we fixed, which didn't amount to much.
Well, now, you know, that's remarkable. I never would have got all that out of there, could you?
But you got to study your automobile. You read this, and you cuss a lot.
Yeah.
And then you study your automobile. You take it and you drive it. Drive it out to the highway patrol station and back. And find out what all needs to be done. And then it says that you got 15 miles per gallon when properly tuned. That gives me the go-ahead to major tune the engine.
Major tune the engine.
Which means clean the carburetor. Replace all the plugs. Points, condenser, plug wires if necessary. Coil if necessary. That means I've got to take all that junk off, take the carburetor all apart, the four barrel, put it in the basket and let it soak for an hour, and take it out, wash it, and take you a good part of an hour to put it back together and put it on. Well, that's 2 hours. I only had 4 hours to start with.
I assume you had some other cars, too, waiting on
you. I had 3 more Cadillacs. This happened to be a Buick, and I had 3 Cadillacs waiting on me. And that nigger ain't worth a dime.
Yeah, help her.
Yeah, he ain't worth a dime. I ought to run him off.
Is he the one that left the bar joints?
That's right. He's the one.
Yeah.
If it was on the road, that means for me to take it and road test it thoroughly.
Well, that's a couple of days' work, isn't it?
That is a hard day and a half work right there. And he gave me this note, and the car went out at 5 o'clock this evening. So you think I didn't jump to today?
You need 2 cups of coffee.
Tell me how did you know what was ailing this Chevy truck?
Well, I just gathered from what you told me over the telephone.
Did the coil?
It had to be in the coil of the carburetor one.
Well, you know, I hate to be ignorant, but I can generally tell when it's a carburetor. Seemed like by instinct. I don't know by any other way.
Well, on this particular type of carburetor, there's one valve in there that'll stop up. And it'll run at high speed, but it won't run at low speed.
Oh.
On this particular type of carburetor. Now, if it had been a quarter W2, why, I'd have told you to cross two center spark plug wires and cranked it up and let it backfire two or three times through the carburetor and you went on about your business. But I knew this wasn't a Carter W2, see? No, you knew it was a Rochester. And a Rochester ain't worth, they ain't worth near the money that a Carter W2 is.
Just have to know those things.
That's right. But somebody put a 12-volt coil on a 6-volt system.
That done since you...
That's been done since I let it go. But it's got the same carburetor and the same fuel pump on it that was on when I let it go, see. I knew that. But I never thought to check that coil.
Well, how long would that coil hold out, a 12-volt coil?
Well, it would hold out longer, but it throws too much current to your... points, see, and automatically will burn your points up in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Well, now it sounds all right now.
Yeah. But so, I've got a set of points at home I'm going to bring down and put in. Points and condensers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll put that fuel pump on there. Of course, I don't know who's in that. When I get ready to go, I'm going to go.
Sure.
Well, sir, there's nothing more. Worrisome than an old broken down piece of machinery.
That's right.
That won't run when you want it to.
That's right.
Well, you don't have that sort of thing around you, because you know what to do about it.
I ain't gonna have no foolishness at that. When I get ready to go, I want to go.
It's not the age of it. It's just fixing.
That's right. Personally, that truck there is a far better truck than that Ford was.
Oh.
How do you figure that, Cousin?
Well, it's just tougher. It'll take more abuse, more punishment than a Ford will.
Well, that Ford's 10 years younger.
I know it.
And it just zipped on down the road.
Yeah. It's a little zip on down the road with you, too.
It won't zip like that for it.
Well, I tell you what. Come about the 28th or 29th of this month, we get this hay put up. Nothing happens. I'm going to zip it up the country and get my horse.
In this truck?
In that truck. Now, that's the confidence I got in that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something about that truck. And I had to sharpen Hawthorne 1961-62. I maintained that truck, took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it off of James Farmer. He's the guy that bought it when it had about 10,000 miles on it. I bought it off of him. Gave him $50 for it.
$50?
For a 50-mile Chevrolet and... Got $50 in money and 52 English Ford. And I set the 50 model Chevrolet down in front of my house for sale, sold it for $150 cash money. And I still got the English Ford.
Well, I wouldn't have it. What in the world did you do with an English Ford?
It's just sitting there. I'll find a sucker one day. It don't owe me a dime.
Well, you could drive around Hawthorne. Wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah. Frank and Laura and me drive it out to my back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Play there.
How you cook it with? How you keep your tag? You can't tag everything you got.
I don't intend to.
Well, do you and the is an arrangement you can have with the state?
Just don't drive them.
Huh?
Well, I'm gonna put it to you this way, guy.
Yeah. Let them have it easy.
Don't tell all the truth, could you?
all the deputies, I know Sergeant Graham, or Corporal Graham, and Corporal Sal with the Highway Patrol, and a couple of the other Highway Patrols, and I know the deputy sheriffs, all of them, see. And they're very good friends of mine. So, they know what I do.
Yeah.
If I got a car with a W tag on it, and another car that I don't want to drive limbered up, that takes a W tag, I'll just flip a W tag off one, put it on the other, and drive it out and limber it up, take it back and park it, see? And same goes by regular tag.
Well, they don't care. I mean, they don't watch those things. It's when you run into somebody.
That's right.
It's when they pick you up on it.
That's right.
You just don't plan to do that.
No, I don't plan to do that.
What made us conscious of it was all these tag things coming up, you know, changing.
Yeah, kind of thing.
See, I've got a Chrysler I drove down here. I ain't gonna tag it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tag Flint because it's only $22.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chrysler cost me $34.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that much?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, they're pretty high.
It's a W tag. It costs the same as it does for my, costs more than it does for my station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, but license that pickup cost me $38.
Well, if you get your ton truck body on, would you still go up country in this?
Yeah, a little cheaper.
Yeah. And it zips a little better.
That's right. A lot more comfortable to drive.
Yeah.
See, I got a new set of seats coming for it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, foam rubber inserts in.
Mm-hmm.
For this truck?
This truck.
Well, you can't go up the country without taking your family.
Yeah. I'm going by myself, and then I won't be obligated again, see? If I take one of them, they'll all want to go.
Oh, I see.
If I don't take none of them, well, they can all fuss together.
Well, Cookie, how much do you lack of having your body on that
one-ton job?
One-ton job.
You
just like a little time, I guess.
Mainly. Time.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't enough hours in a day and enough days in a week. I was working last night at 10 o'clock.
Is that right?
Well, if JJ gives you any more of those things, you won't have anything.
You better not give me too many more like that.
Yeah. What's the best way to get a filter for that old tractor? They cost so much.
Oil filter?
Yeah. And the air filter. I haven't looked at the air filter. How much markup is there in those?
It's about double.
Yeah.
Or better.
Yeah. Well, that's just awful.
More than that. tell you what, I can get a PF7 oil filter for my car. Cost me $1.70 wholesale. But if I buy it retail at a service station, it costs me $4.15.
Is that right?
That's right. Because I buy them wholesale for my car. Buy my oil wholesale.
You just, when the salesman come by there, you just tell them what you want?
I go down to White Electric
and
buy them.
You just go by there and pick them up?
Go by there and pick it up because they know I ain't going to pay no retail price for them. I'll tell them to get that there, get over number three column over and give me a price. Because number three column is the same column as Brazing and Cadillac Oldsmobile buys.
Do you keep a supply of anything out at your place? Parts, filters, you don't do that,
no.
Do you?
All I keep is oil.
Plugs?
No.
It just started, so there's no end, no place to end, is it?
If you start it, if you don't start it, you won't have to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying my best to keep from doing very much work there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like this little gal up lives up the bunny. Well, Guy Duggar's daughter, her Falcon had twisted off the oil pump shaft and distributor. She called me up. She said, my oil light come on. And I said, well, when can you fix it? I said, I don't know. That creates a big problem. I said, it might be a crankshaft. I said, it might be lots of things. She said, no, said it just comes on and it'll flicker now and then. I said, that don't sound too good. I'm trying to get out of it. She said, well, my daddy tells me that you're the best automobile doctor in the country. And she says, I want you to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I can't tell you when I'll get it fixed, but I'll try to fix it. So they drug it in. He took his old big truck and he poured it down the house. And I pushed it up, kind of out of the way, you know. I was busy working on something else. And after they gone, I got gone. Well, anyway, but in the meantime, she went in the house and her and Helen and the kids sat down and sang a while. Guy, he likes to hear him sing.
Oh, really?
So, meantime, while he's in there singing, I went over right quick and jerked the distributor out. And I seen right quick what it was. And Frank come up from the picture from selling watermelons. I told him, I said, now, Frank, in the morning before you go down to the watermelon patch to sell watermelons, I want you to get that four jacked up. Get the sway bar loose. And get ready to pull the pan. He said, okay. But he got it jacked up and the sway bar loose. And all the bolts out of the pan. But he didn't break the pan down. It was stuck. So when I come in work, all I had to do was get a screwdriver and get under and pry the pan loose. And take two bolts out, put oil pump in, and clean the pan off a little bit, put a gasket on, stick it back up there. And
is that all it was, oil pump?
Yeah. Oil pump shaft.
Why would the oil pump be so much tougher? You've got to have it down in that, though, haven't
yeah.
you?
So, I worked on it, I guess, about an hour or two. Now, he didn't work very long, because he only had four bolts and a sway bar and 22 bolts and oil pan. And I had that spinner handle, he just didn't know like that. So. Excuse me. And I made $25.
It's nice to work for people to pay you, don't you? Isn't
it? She comes out, give me $25.
Mm-hmm. That was worth it.
If she took a Shawn heater,
mm-hmm.
it'd cost her $100.
Mm-hmm.
Put a crankshaft in it. They sure done it.
Is that right?
They sure done it.
Cookie, I may be wrong, but I priced some things at the Ford Tractor place. And it seems to me they wanted $100 for grinding the valves.
On the tractor?
On that old tractor. They wouldn't charge $100 for grinding the valves, would they?
$100?
Seems to me like they told me $100 to take to grind them valves.
I think
and reseat them or something. And put in maybe some new valves every now and then. But even the valves not costly, are they?
No, but I put a new valve in whose car was I put a new valve in? Yeah. Guy Douglas dad.
Uh-huh.
Put a new valve in for him. And I kept count of my time because he's a real old man. He's 84 years old. And I didn't want to take a nickel off of him. I didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean. I kept count of my time. Me and Frank went out there and went to work on it. And it was in a 6-cylinder Studebaker. And I think we pulled ahead and lapped the valves in the compound. That takes longer to do that than it does anything else because that's all handwork. I believe we had it going in less than 3 hours.
You know, at that Ford Tractor place, as I understand it, they pay a phenomenal price for mechanics.
They have to. They have to.
For tractors?
For that fella that owns it and that shop foreman that they got there now, he's something else to work for.
Is that right?
That's right. Ain't nobody gonna come out and talk to me like I was a nigger, you know? They like to drive all the mechanics just like he was a nigger.
Oh.
Well, now, before that, they had one mechanic in there. He'd been off, I told you about that, he'd been off college, and he was trying to make $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing? I don't know. Head mechanic or?
$10,000 a year.
That's what the boy told me. He's a nice fella, the salesman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told me out here one day. The boy was talking to him. I said, that boy talks right smart. Well, he says he ought to. He's got a college education. He thinks he ought to get $10,000. Now, that's all he said. See, he can't afford to talk about the shop.
I wouldn't make him any better mechanic.
No.
Cookie, can you figure out why it is a fella has to just wear himself out and not get anywhere, even so? No. We now used to be we didn't expect to get anywhere, but we never wore ourselves out.
That's right. That's right. We'd knock off at quitting time and come home, and like I told you down at the barn, we'd go in and sit down in a rocking chair, pop up your feet, and spit in the fire.
Yeah.
That's right.
It is right. And you sit there as long as you want to, and you weren't so out of sorts, you couldn't enjoy your sitting.
That's
sitting
right.
There.
That's right.
Now, half the time, I don't enjoy sitting down. The frame of mind I get in.
you know, no, sitting here now, I do wonder if I'd be out there working. I mean, I'd be more content.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more content out there working. Sure would.
Out there?
More than likely, when I go home, I'll probably go out in the shop and weld and do something, get around.
Mm-hmm. If you have a chance to sit down, you won't do it.
I got to go. I think a person thinks he's just got to...
Just got to move.
I've done it ever since I've been in the state of Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know, in the past year, it's the first time that I've even took Sunday off.
Oh, really?
That's right. In the past year. I work 7 days a week, from sun up to a dark 30.
Well, you don't take Sunday off as I see you out here. You certainly didn't take last Sunday off.
You know, I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy it. No, I didn't quite take last Sunday off. Because I tell you, I'd be about to get next to me out there and that's working out in that sun. I got too hot.
Oh, you're not used to the sun.
I got too hot out there. Mm-hmm. I ain't joking.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yes, that's all.
You see, what'd get me would be working in the shade. That old damn building, I couldn't stand that. Oh, I didn't realize that. Did you realize that, Faith?
Well,
Faye notices those things. I don't notice it, you see.
I noticed it because I came back and told you the cookie was too hot down here. He was tired and hot.
Well, you just said he was tired.
Well, you see, you work in a building all day.
Uh-huh.
And you get out, you get a lot of sunshine. It's hard on you.
You know, when it got late, I mean, after the sun shade come over down there where I could work, I done gone.
Yeah.
Cookie, how come you to put that trailer out there like you done?
That's where Helen wanted.
Well, you ought to have better sense.
I know it. I did.
I passed it down there, and it's just so snug over there in that shade, and it's shady all the time.
You set it there in the shade, but it was the morning shade.
Yeah. She said, now it'd be pretty sitting there.
It would be pretty, and you could have a prettier view.
You're talking too much.
But that's what she decided.
Now, let me tell you, well, I can always think back a lot better than I can at the moment. You know, we're talking about pulling the trailer all around there, and you have to run over two or three of them trees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, we didn't have to do that at all. We could have just dropped that barbed wire fence. It wasn't any trouble.
Yeah.
And just going out there in the field and come back any which way you want to.
That's right.
I didn't think of that for a day or two.
Just show three or four steeples. Take all that worry, all that stinking clutch that I burnt down there and all that junk.
That's right. That's right. You see, you're damn up there, and you didn't have good footing.
That's right.
That grass is thick. And then it sort of scotches you. And you had a habit on wheels there, you see, to scotch, when you had that trail on you.
Yeah.
Had more than that. And then you wasn't straight anyhow.
That's in there, though, now. Good enough.
Just plant another tree if you don't have them where you want them. Just plant them now, can't you?
That's right.
Oh.
Well, son?
Today you didn't know it was here, did you?
And you wasn't expecting it.
That's right.
And that was a good afternoon put on front line.
No, me, I had to be out there on the road out running in the rain. Keep getting fertilized.
Yeah.
Can't get without running that rain. Oh, Lordy. All I got to say, it better be good hay.
Yeah.
Well, this going to be beautiful.
I'm going in.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it anymore then. And it'll make good hay.
It'll burn the rest of your hay because it ain't going to eat nothing but out, too. That's about the way it is alfalfa back at home.
That's right. That's right. You know, if you got Alice clover, you better give it just to the calves or something like that. If you give it to the cows, once they get a hold of it, they'll cause you trouble.
Well, the boss is on vacation.
Hmm?
The boss is on vacation for the next 2 weeks. I'll have to jump two now, I guess.
That'll make it hard on you.
She's going to get this done, she's going to get that done. You watch. She ain't going to get nothing. I don't know, she put a bush of beans in the freezer today.
She's got a good start.
That's fine. She give cookies, don't forget that.
Yeah, I just appreciate all that, my goodness.
Yeah.
Is that out of your patch?
Yeah. And tomatoes.
And the tomatoes too?
Tomatoes and pepper and beans.
Oh, that's marvelous. Oh, I do appreciate that.
She said that's a sample.
Oh, fine. I didn't realize you had ripe tomatoes.
Oh, well, we've been having ripe tomatoes for a week.
And she told me nothing to grow over there.
I'll tell you, we pumped an awful lot of water in a little old place. Well, it ain't. It's about 20 foot wide and, let's see, there's one, about 50 feet long. And I put a 100-pound of fertilizer on.
Yeah.
I sure did.
You know, it's shameful just to go along some of your little gardens where they haven't learned to use fertilizer. Stuff just peaked and spindly, and all that labor just lost.
Our beans just as dark green, and tomatoes.
I noticed.
It's real dark green. You know the vines are.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people will put the fertilizer on when they put their beans in the ground. That's the wrong time to do it down here.
Oh, is it?
Because the sun will come out, and the first thing you know, when they come through the ground, they're going to blister.
Is that right?
They're tender seed. That fertilizer will blister them, burn them. You wait till they get up about so high. You put fertilizer on, it'll do some good.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Tomatoes.
Cookie, you know the fuck them.
Dad, he lost a many ton of fertilizer lime.
Are you in the hills?
Oh, yes. He put it back on that hill. He went back there and put out all 6 or 8 tons. At one time, you know. Just keep it going. Here come a big gushing rain. It'll all go down the valley every bit. It'll go down through the woods where it ain't got no rain, where it won't do him no good, see.
No sense. You want to make good hay or something like that?
Well, Guy Douglas, an old farmer. Now, he fertilizing his hay just exactly, or just about as near as he could, like we're fertilizing this out here.
you put about 300 pounds an acre at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, then you got to keep, you keep it growing, and it's tender all the time.
Yeah.
Or if you put it on and then wait 3 or 4 months, or a long time, why, it's going to stand there and get tough.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he said, you ain't got no hay then, or you got some dead, just dead wood.
Dead wood.
And he's got a point, I imagine.
A lot of dead wood sold for hay.
Oh yeah.
Down here. Out the country, you don't have that trouble.
No, I spoiled my horses last month. I brought back 16 bales of hay from up dad's, you know, when I took the horse up. And the kids got there and got to feed them on grandpa's hay, you know. Why, they just snarl up the nose of Coastal Bermuda.
Is that right?
They sure would.
Is that right?
Just snarl up the nose of it. Wouldn't eat it. They wanted some of that orchard grass and clover and alfalfa mixed.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's already cut his orchard grass. Talked to him last night on telephone.
Already cut it?
Oh, yes. They put in about 950 bales.
That's nice.
Him and my brother-in-law.
How much of that will they feed?
Oh, they'll feed them. They'll feed most all of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. My brother-in-law, he's got, I imagine he's got close to 60 head of cows.
Yeah.
And heifers.
Yeah. Well, when the winter starts in October.
And when frost comes, they'll have to start feeding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a long time. Now, I don't know just what form it'd take, but there must be some simpler way of doing it.
Well, I want to tell you something. Putting up with all of that aggravation that I have to go through with over there is worth more money than what I'm getting.
Aggravation.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the aggravation, it's worth that to put up the aggravation, let alone do it work. Trying all week to get the call Florida Power and get
You know, I haven't even had a chance.
And Cookie, that's being busy.
Well, that's the truth. You know, I tell you what I did today. Now, this is the honest truth. I went next door to Red Barn and got me a chicken dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? My French fries got stone cold. And two pieces of chicken that got bugs on it before I got a chance to get out and eat that.
No.
I'll go out in the woods out there in the brush and sit down behind a tree. I sure will. Of course, I ain't going back over there.
Well, now, that's something, isn't it?
Now, that's the truth. I can show you the chicken box right now in the trash can where I just throw it in the trash. Said, the heck with it, I'll eat when I get home. Now, I went home and Helen had beans and tomatoes, fresh beans, fresh tomatoes, cucumbers, and fresh corn.
Yeah.
And fish, I just pushed the fish back. I eat the beans and the tomatoes and the corn cucumbers.
You a vegetarian?
I love my vegetables. I just have vegetables and things.
And you don't go in for fish?
Well, I tell you, I like fish if it's cooked and I don't have to smell it.
When I'm smelling fish, it makes me hungry.
But now, the smell of the fish was still in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I just couldn't eat them.
Yeah.
I just couldn't eat them.
Well, that sometimes it works out.
Now, what is it that you don't care for, too? Is it peas?
English peas. Ooh, they make me deathly sick.
You mean they actually don't agree with you?
No, just the odor of them. Well, they won't even put them on the table when I'm sitting there. No.
Well, now, fresh English peas from the garden don't do that.
Oh, yes.
Any kind of English peas.
Any kind.
In the house makes you sick.
Just, they just make me deathly sick.
Cookie, that wouldn't be possible. Some of them little sweet English peas right fresh out of a garden early spring.
With
all that little soup, cream soup go along with them.
He'd make him sick thinking about it.
Not me.
You never had been able to eat them.
Never could eat them. Never could eat them.
Hmm. Isn't that funny?
What do you do for sweetening down here?
Use sugar.
You don't use syrup?
Mm-mm. Helen makes a pancake syrup out of brown sugar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't buy no syrup. When we go back home, and when we find them, we'll buy sorghum molasses.
Well, that's it. But you don't get much?
Last time I went home, we got 3 gallons, and they didn't last by it all in no time. I'd sit down and eat hot biscuits and sorghum molasses. I mean, I can just eat my weight and stuff. I love it.
But you don't care so much for the cane syrup?
No, don't even buy it.
Cookie, you know, I don't like it as well as I do sorghum, but I got so I kind of like it. If you get good now, I get this fellow over here at Citra.
Uh-huh.
Now, he doesn't, he sells it. I used to buy it up there at B&G.
Uh-huh, yeah. Now, it might be good, but all we've ever tried, you could smell that sour skimming smell. You know what I mean? That old green skimming smell.
Yeah.
I just can't go it.
Well, it's not like sorghum.
So, I just don't bother with it.
But you know what? If a fella could just go up 100 miles into Georgia, towards Christmas, he can get all the things to eat he ever had at home. You can get sweet potatoes and sorghum molasses and sausage, maybe like you used to. Get all those things. It'd be worth a trip.
You know, when I go get my horse and come back, I'm gonna stop up in Beckley, West Virginia. I'm gonna bring us back some good ham. Good ham.
Yeah.
Probably they kill them and they cure them. I'm bringing us back some good ham. Now, if they got bacon, I'll bring some good bacon back too.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that old fashioned flavor to it, you know?
Yeah. You know, it'd pay a fella to pay attention to something like that.
I think their bacon, the last time we was through there, they didn't have any, but we saw the price on the the big board. They got a price board, you know, 69 cents a pound in the slab.
Yeah.
Well, that's cheap, and you can cheap as you can buy breakfast bacon, about any kind down here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ham, 95 cents a pound.
Uh-huh.
95 cents a pound.
I like it with the fat on it. You know, they slice all that, they trim it all off now.
These hams just got enough fat on them for flavoring.
Yeah. That fat always tastes more better than the other.
But it's 10 o'clock. I got to go home. I have to throw my hat in now.
Yes, sir. Yes, get a load of that stuff, and I'll tell you. Tell him make me a ticket. He'll make it fine. I'll call him.
Find just a ton or
much you can bring.
Well, I got tarpaulin and
half and half.
Half ton of each.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's just another minute, and I don't have enough tape. Friday night, 13th of June, 69. Friday night, 13th of June, 69.
I'll take my tarpaulin this time.
You mean that little bit?